This is Standing Watch. And now, Evangelist Norbert Link.
Greetings, everyone. And welcome back to our Standing Watch program. Have you reached the time, as prophesied in the pages of your Bible, where there is no more justice in the land? You see, I'd like to read to you to begin with, before I quote some scriptures, an article which was published by Times Dispatch on July 5, 2013. And notice very carefully what this article tells you. Elizabeth Daly went to jail over a case of bottled water. According to the Charlottesville Daily Progress, shortly after 10 p.m. on April 11, the University of Virginia student bought ice cream, cookie dough, and a carton of Lacroix sparkling water from the Harris Teeter grocery store at the popular Barnex Road shopping center. In the parking lot, a half dozen men and a woman approached her car, flashing some kind of badges. One jumped on the hood. Another drew a gun. Others started trying to break the windows. Daly, understandably, panicked. With her roommate in the passenger seat yelling, "Go, go, go," Daly drove off, hoping to reach the nearest police station. The women dialed 911. Then a vehicle with lights and sirens pulled them over, and the situation clarified. The people who had swarmed Daly's vehicle were plainclothes agents of the Virginia Department of Alcoholic Beverages Control. The agents had thought the sparkling water was a 12-pack of beer. Did the ABC's enforcers apologize? Not in the slightest. They charged Daly with 3 felonies. 2 for assaulting an officer, her vehicle had grazed 2 agents, neither was hurt, and 1 for eluding the police. Last week, the Commonwealth attorney dropped the charges. The agent's excessive display of force is outrageously disproportionate to the offense they mistakenly thought they witnessed, an underage purchase of alcohol. But in a sense, Daly got off easy. A couple of weeks after her ordeal, a 61-year-old man in Tennessee was killed when the police executed a drug raid on the wrong house. A few weeks later, in another wrong house raid, police officers killed a dog belonging to an Army veteran. These are not isolated incidents. They are, however, a part and parcel of 2 broader phenomena. One is the militarization of domestic law enforcement. In recent years, police departments have widely adopted military tactics, military equipment like armored personnel, carriers, flashbang grenades, and sometimes the mindset of military conquerors rather than domestic peacekeepers. The other phenomenon is the increasing degree to which civilians are subject to criminal prosecution for non-criminal acts, including exercising the constitutionally protected right of free speech. Remember the days of Jeff Olson, who chalked messages such as "Stop Big Banks" outside branches of Bank of America last year. Law professor Jonathan Turley reports that prosecutors brought 13 vandalism charges against him. Moreover, the judge in the case recently prohibited Olson's attorney from mentioning the First Amendment, free speech, or anything like them during the trial. In May, a Texas woman was arrested for asking to see a warrant for the arrest of her 11-year-old son. She spent the night in jail while her son was left at home, reports Fox 34 News. The son never was arrested. Federal prosecutors also recently used an anti-terrorism measure to seize almost $70,000 from the owners of a dairy Maryland company. Randy and Karen Sowers had made several bank deposits of just under $10,000 to avoid the headache of filing federal reports required for sums over that amount. The feds charged them with unlawful structuring. Unlawful structuring. Last week, they settled the case. Authorities kept half their money to teach them a lesson. "I broke the law yesterday," writes George Mason economics professor Alex Tabarrok, "and I probably will break the law tomorrow. Don't mistake me. I have done nothing wrong. I don't even know what laws I have broken. It's hard for anyone to live today without breaking the law. Doubt me? Have you ever thrown out some junk mail that was addressed to someone else? That's a violation of federal law, punishable by up to 5 years in jail. Tabarrok notes that lawyer Harvey Silvergate thinks the typical American commits 3 felonies a day. And they don't even know it. They don't even know some of these stupid laws which are floating around. And we're not talking about communist China or Russia. We're talking about the United States of America, the land of the free and the brave. He goes on to say in this article, as the Wall Street Journal has reported, lawmakers in Washington have greatly eroded the notion of mens rea, the principle that you need criminal intent in order to commit a crime. What once might have been considered simply a mistake, the journal explains, is now punishable by jail time. And as 20-year-old Elizabeth Daly has now learned, you can go to jail even when the person making the mistake was not you. And I have been an attorney for many years as well, and I can tell you that is so absolutely true. And it's terrible, and it's getting worse and worse. And the Bible warns us against this. You see, in Old Testament Israel and Judah, a situation had developed which God strongly abhorred. And in reading some of these passages now to you, ask yourself the question, is this describing just ancient Israel and Judah? Or is it perhaps also describing our nations in the Western world, especially the United States of America and Canada and Great Britain? In the book of Isaiah, this is what it says. Alas, sinful nation, that's chapter 1, beginning in verse 4. A people laden with iniquity, a brood of evildoers, children who are corruptors. They have forsaken the Lord, they have provoked to anger the Holy One of Israel, they have turned away backwards. Why should you be stricken again? You will revolt more and more. The whole head, the government, the leadership, is sick. The whole heart faints. From the sole of the foot even to the head, there is no soundness in it, but wounds and bruises. They have not been closed or bound up. Unless the Lord of hosts had left to us a very small remnant, we would have become like Sodom. We would have become like Gomorrah. Verse 10, hear the words of the Lord, you rulers of Sodom. Give ear to the law of your God, you people of Gomorrah. When you come to appear before me, including the leadership, you see, who has required this from your hand to trample my courts? When you spread out your hands, I will hide my eyes from you. Even though you make many prayers, I will not hear. Your hands are full of blood. Wash yourselves, make yourselves clean, put away the evil of your doings from before my eyes. Cease to do evil, learn to do good, seek justice, reprove the oppressor, defend the fatherless, plead for the widow. In chapter 59, in the book of Isaiah, beginning in verse 1, he says, behold, the Lord's hand isn't shortened, that it cannot save, nor his ear heavy, that it cannot hear, but your iniquities have separated you from your God, starting from the top all the way down to the bottom. When these terrible atrocities are happening from our leadership, from the police, from all these enforcement agencies, what does it tell us about the entire nation? It goes on to say, he will not hear. No one, verse 4, calls for justice, nor does any plead the truth. They trust in empty words and speak lies. They conceive evil, bring forth iniquity. Their works are works of iniquity. The act of violence is in their hands. Verse 7, their feet run to evil. They make haste to shed innocent blood. Their thoughts are thoughts of iniquity. Wasting and destruction are in their path. The way of peace they haven't known. There is no justice in their ways. And they have made themselves crooked paths. Whoever takes that way shall not know peace. And what is he saying to the people then? What is he saying to us today in verse 9? Therefore, justice is far from us, nor does righteousness overtake us. We look for light, there is darkness. For brightness, but we walk in blackness. Verse 12, For our transgressions are multiplied before you, and our sins testify against you. For our transgressions are with us, and as far as our iniquities we know them. In transgressing and lying against the Lord, and departing from our God, speaking oppression and revolt, conceiving and uttering from the heart words of falsehood. Justice is turned back. Verse 14, righteousness stands afar off. Truth is fallen in the streets, and equity cannot enter. Truth fails, and he who departs from evil makes himself a prey. In the book of Hosea, in chapter 4, look what that has to say. Hear the word of the Lord, you children of Israel, for the Lord brings a charge against the inhabitants of the land. There is no truth or mercy or knowledge of God in the land. By swearing and lying and killing and stealing and committing adultery, they break all restraint with bloodshed after bloodshed, and therefore the land will mourn, and everyone who dwelt there will waste away with the beasts of the field and the birds of the air, even the fish of the sea will be taken away. We are seeing this phenomenon happening more and more in front of our very eyes. Verse 6, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Because you have rejected knowledge, I will also reject you from being priest for me, because you have forgotten the law of your God. We are talking about spiritual knowledge here. It says in verse 9, and it shall be like people, like priests, so I will punish them for their ways, and rewards them for their deeds. You see, in the book of Jeremiah, in chapter 5, there is more which is being said about ancient Israel and ancient Judah and Judah. Is it talking about us today? It says, run to and fro through the streets of Jerusalem, see now and know, and seek in open places if you can find a man. If there is anyone who executes judgment, who seeks the truth, and I will pardon her. And then he says, well, let's look. It's the great men, the leaders of the country. They will have some knowledge. Verse 5, I will go to the great men and speak to them, for they have known the way of the Lord, the judgment of their God. But these have altogether broken the yoke and burst the bonds. So no wisdom and knowledge there either. In the book of Micah, in conclusion, in chapter 5, here is what God expects of us, of this nation, beginning with the leadership of this nation. In verse 8, he has shown you, O man, what is good, and what does the Lord require of you, but to do justly, and to love mercy, and to walk humbly with your God. Maybe if we would all do this, the downfall of this nation could be prevented. Chances are most will not be willing to do it, but you could, and I pray that you will. Thank you very much for listening. This is Norbert Link for the Standing Watch program.
Standing Watch is a presentation by The Church of the Eternal God, P.O. Box 270519, San Diego, California 92198. More information is also available at our website, eternalgod.org.